Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Along with the colonists who immigrated to the Americas, came traditions of European art and music. Many early American composers continued to emulate European models on their own soil, while others drew from homegrown traditions to develop an entirely distinctive style. Of these, Bostonian William Billings is perhaps the most widely known, especially for his choral music that dates from the mid to late 18th century, like this 1770 round, When Jesus Wept the Falling Tear. Plenty of William Billings' music is represented on this Choir Cleveland's recent recording titled The Land of Harmony, a favorite, though admittedly gimmicky and a little too cute, is Billings' Modern Music of 1781, which is rife with text painting. Besides Billings, though, choir's director Ross Steffen has curated a program of American composers that extend as far back as the first book ever printed in North America, through to the Civil War, and as late as 20th century composer Amy Beach. Included in the mix is a choral setting of The Star-Spangled Banner, all four verses of it, and a little Stephen Foster for good measure, along with several other unfamiliar composers like James Lyon. Lyon, a New Jersey native, published his tune book compilation Urania in 1761. Lyon was more preacher than musician, known to have composed only a total of 9 pieces. Nonetheless, Urania was significant in American psalmody as it not only printed settings borrowed from English publications, a very commonplace practice, but also included several entirely American works as well. Lyon's The Lord Descended from Above is a wonderful example of an early American choral piece. A work with an interesting history is The Hymn of Peace, written in commemoration of the end of the Civil War for the 1869 National Peace Jubilee. Oliver Wendell Holmes wrote the text, which was set to music composed by Matthias Keller. It must have been a rousing performance. We'll hear a chamber version of the piece with the 20-some-odd members of Choir Cleveland, but imagine, at its premiere, The Hymn of Peace was performed by a 1,000-piece orchestra and a choir of 10,000 singers.
Thank you.
Choir Cleveland's CD spans such a wide variety of American music that it's difficult to capture its essence by simply sampling it for the podcast. We've only just brushed the surface. So if you'd like to have this recording for your own and hear it in its entirety, you'll find a link on our website. Just visit harmonyourearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.